एतं प्रवर्तितं चक्रं नानुवर्तयति हयः अघायुरिन्द्रियारामो मोघं पार्थ स जीवति. हियर कृष्णा विल स्पीक टू अर्जुन एंड ही स्टेटिंग एवं प्रवर्तितं चक्रं. This is the pravartitam, this is the ordained chakra, the cycle of cosmic cooperation, intra-cosmic cooperation between the celestial and the terrestrial realms under the supervision of the transcendental Lord. Nanuvartayatiha yaha, one who does not, anuvarti, one who does not follow, participate properly in this cosmic cycle. Aghayur, such a person is aghayu. That actually, the ayu, the life is filled with sin. Indriya Ramo, the person lives primarily for sense gratification. And Mogham Parthasa Jeevati, Mogham, which a person lives in vain. Mogham. Now, it's a strong word. So, what exactly does it mean here? Krishna has talked about multiple levels in this chapter. So first, from verses 3 to 9, he compared Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga. So in the hierarchy, Jnana Yoga is higher than Karma Yoga. But in terms of preference for Arjuna, Krishna said that your adhikar is for Karma Yoga. Then Krishna goes one level down and he says that, okay, if you feel that you cannot work with detachment, then you can work with attachment, but at least work in a spirit of sacrifice. Work within the Karmakanda framework. Do yagyas. And that will keep you free from sin. So that means Jnana Yoga, Karma Yoga, Karmakanda. So the previous section talked about Karmakanda, but also gave it pointers towards the ultimate spiritualization of Karmakanda, but it was not very explicit. Now Krishna is concluding with just one verse here about a level that is below Karma Kanda also, that is Vikarma. It is sinful action. So he is saying that if somebody does not even do Karma Kanda, then that person is actually living sinfully. And that he says that actually there is a cycle of cooperation that is ordained in scripture. So evam pravartitam chakram, evam pravartitam, that which is ordained by scripture, chakram, the cycle. So more and more scientists are realizing that we live in an interdependent universe. Now the earlier idea was, the pre-scientific idea was that we are dependent on the universe, that there any time storms may come, any time this may happen, any time that may happen, and we are just merciless, we are just helpless in front of merciless nature. Then as technology developed, the idea came that we can be independent of nature. Instead of nature being dependent on nature, we can become independent. Even if nature doesn't provide rains, still we can make irrigation, we can make dams, and we will bring water over there. But in the process of trying to become independent of nature, we disrupted nature insensitively and disastrously. And now we are beginning to recognize that the best way to live with nature is not by trying to dominate it entirely according to our will, but by learning to cooperate with it. So interdependence. So can we say that nature is dependent on us? Actually, not exactly, in the sense that we maintain the world, but yes, in the sense that our actions also have consequences on nature. When if we make up industries which pollute rivers and pollute the air and cause deforestation and desertification of land, and certainly nature is affected by human actions. So in that sense, the harmony of nature is also, rather the proper functioning of nature, the balance of the ecosystems and the other balance in the biosphere are also dependent on us. And so we also have a duty to take care of when we interact with nature. So Krishna is saying that there is this chakra. That means nature does something for us and we do something for nature. Of course, modern science just has a view of nature in terms of natural forces interacting on certain laws. The Vedic scriptures take that vision deeper to see deities supervising or overseeing those functioning of those laws, functioning of nature. But either way, the point is there is a relation of you and take. But if somebody does not have that relationship of you and take, nānu vartayati haya. So one doesn't participate in the cycle. That means that the cycle was mentioned briefly in 3.12. Devan bhavayatanena te deva bhavayantuva. So we satisfy the God, we satisfy the God, they satisfy us. So we do sacrifices for them and they bless us with rain to provide our necessities. Now, those who don't do like this, nānu vartayati haya, that means they don't offer sacrifices. Aghayur indriya arama. So aghayur goes back to the point which Krishna made in 3. Actually that was 3.11, devan bhavayatanena te deva bhavayantu. Ishta, but the verse is about stena, about 3.12. Ishtan bhogan hi vo deva dasyante yajna bhavitah kridattana pradayebhyo yobhunte stena eva saha yobhunte stena eva saha. So there also Krishna had mentioned that those who do not participate in sacrifice, they are thieves. Krishna is making a more general statement. Thievery is a specific robbery. Agha is a more generic word for wrongdoing, which will attract karmic reaction. It is sin. And Krishna says, aghayur. It doesn't come one sin, it's a whole lifetime of sin. Evam pravartitam chakram nanu vartayati hayha. Aghayur, the whole life was, you know, we have to eat our whole life, we have to do many other activities throughout our life. And if we do not have a mood of acknowledging God and His role in our life, then our life remains unfortunate. Aghayur indriya rama, because we are motivated by the desire for pleasure through the senses. Why would someone not perform sacrifices? Because one feels that with my resources, I can do something else. Better thing that we can do, the mind and the culture does, is sense gratification. And in the pursuit of sense gratification, one often falls from one level down to another level down, till one falls to terribly sinful activity. And in this way, mogham parthasajiti. The person lives in vain. Why lives in vain? Because in this human form of life, one has the opportunity to rise to higher and higher levels of spiritual realization and spiritual happiness. Just like a student in a top college like IIT has the opportunity to develop, to get good marks and to get a great job and to have a shining career. But if that person doesn't do any studies, just fools around, just trying to surf some nonsense on the net and just get some food and enjoy and sleep, that person is wasting. Aghayur. Mogham. Mogham. That person wastes the time in IIT. Similarly, for the soul to get a human body is like to get an entry into IIT. The soul just uses the human body properly, then that soul can get liberated and attain the kingdom of God. But when the soul refuses to do that, the soul stays tied up in material existence. So, the solution for our entanglement If you don't want misery, if you don't want sin, if you don't want a life to go waste, then you have to participate in the cycle of sacrifices that are ordained by the Lord. And we can participate now by practicing devotional service, wherein we offer our consciousness to Krishna through the process of devotional activities. And thus we will be participating in the cosmic cycle, and we will be steadily growing in our spiritual life towards supreme perfection. Thank you.